Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. The Germans military has appointed its first rabbi since before the Holocaust. At a time of frequent reports of right-wing extremism within the military and rising anti-Semitism in German society, the re-establishment of the Jewish military chaplaincy is a clear statement. 76 years after the end of World War II. Well, the bloke appointed is 42-year-old Zaltzbader. He's one of Germany's most prominent rabbis, and I wanted to ask him what it was like to step into this role. A very good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. It's great to be on your show. Thank you so much for the invitation.
So it's really quite it's a massive milestone. Of course, we know that NATO's had chaplains before. In fact, I recall meeting the chaplain. I think he was from Amsterdam, but the German army itself hasn't had a chaplain in this or a rabbi in this role since from before the war. Give us a bit of context around this.
So this is not coming out of the blue. What we are experiencing today in Germany. Actually, the last time there were rabbis serving in the German army was what you call the Feldrabbiner, the field rabbis in the First World War. And up until today, all over in Germany, there are a lot of monuments commemorating all the Jews that perished in the First World War. And then obviously came rougher times here in Germany. And it's out of the question that what you just mentioned, we have a problem of rise of anti-Semitism, but I truly believe that one should not look at these things out of context. I think the globalized world is experiencing the same movements all over the world, from east to the west. And I think this step in Germany has been paved actually for the last 30 years. You might know that the German army, after 1955, reorganized itself from the scratch. And one of the goals of this army was to make sure that none of those things, none of the immoral, unethical things could happen. I mean, it's obviously an understatement that happened during the war. And therefore, they established the inner leadership of the German army, the Bundeswehr. Now, this leadership also signed new contracts with the military chaplaincy, and it's a very interesting thing. Here, military chaplains, no matter from which ranks they are coming from, they are not considered to be officers of ranks. They are civilians. In order to speak on an eye level with each and every soldier to make sure that they are beyond the chain of command. And this will hold through also for the military rabbis. There are Jews serving in the Bundeswehr, which I think it's a great step forward, especially because with all the problems that we have, Germany and the German army today stands on the right side of history, on the side of the NATO lens, really standing up for peacekeeping, standing up for democratic values all over the world. And I think it's really, really important to acknowledge that even with all the troubles that we have in Germany, and I think it's not just the German problem, the rise of anti-Semitism in Europe and all over the world, the United States, this is not an isolated thing. I think we should view these things in a global context. And for that as well, the German army is trying to react. In the German army, one of the most important thing is that every soldier, no matter Jewish or non-Jewish, has to go through an ethical training in their formative years, so to say. The rabbis have to take a big chunk of that work as well to make sure that these young non-Jewish soldiers will also meet hopefully authentic Jewish people who are standing up for their Jewish values, not just an academic knowledge somewhere outside that they are Jews, but rather people who live their faith. And this is the goal. And I personally believe that the only way to combat anti-Semitism and any kind of hatred against minorities is by dialogue, by coming together and to speak. You know, whenever you can give a face to the unknown enemy that you might believe it's an enemy, your perspective changes. And this is our goal. And obviously, this is one of the main important, my personal goal, is to actually establish the atmosphere that in maybe 15, 20 years' time, it will be just as normal for a Jewish soldier to serve in the Bundeswehr as it is normal for an American religious Orthodox Jew to serve in the American Corps or in South Africa or in the United Kingdom or in Holland. This is our goal.
So what's interesting is that you've taken up this position, but it seems to be not only of importance to the Jewish soldiers, but actually to the army in general. In other words, it's also about education. It's about normalizing Judaism and making sure that this is something that people are educated about. In terms of Jewish soldiers, I would imagine the numbers are fairly low at this stage. Do you foresee that changing now there's this open acceptance, there's the availability of a chaplain for the soldiers?
I believe that we are standing at a paradigm change. Obviously, there were very, very good historical reasons why Jewish people generally did not wish to serve in the Bundeswehr. I can absolutely understand that, especially my mother being a survivor herself. She was born in 1942 in Budapest. And myself, it's been a big struggle, but I think it's very important that our perspective is not at the right here and right now. We have to assist in this paradigm change. I believe that the Jewish community has to take its initiative as well, and its part in this job of changing that paradigm, that it's not possible. And you're right, there might not be so many soldiers, and I do not know, I do not foresee, I'm not a prophet, I'm not a Navi, to see how many soldiers will be in the army. But I do believe that it's our part of the job is to make sure that it could theoretically happen without compromising own religious traditional values. And this is my personal goal in this conversation.
You were born in Budapest. Your father has been part of the army there as well. Was this always part of your journey?
I have to be very honest with you. I never imagined that. If you told me 20 years ago when I came just to check out the yeshiva in Berlin and you would have told me that one day you might become a military chaplain in the German army, I definitely would have laughed. I really have no idea how we came to this point. And I usually let myself be driven by the tasks. If I see that something is important and I think it has a good effect, not just on my life, but on the life of the Jews in Germany and the Jewish people in general and also the society where I live in, I am very happy to be engaged with that work. So about 7 years ago, when the inner leadership of the Bundeswehr turned towards the Central Council of Jews, that they are actually looking not just political connections, but rabbis who would be working with the soldiers themselves. They approached us. I'm a member of the board of the Orthodox Rabbinical Conference of Germany, also the Conference of European Rabbis. I was very, very moved by the request itself, and I understood that there is a need. The need might not be the greatest. Obviously, this number of soldiers who are living their Jewish faith might not be a huge number in the army, but there is a need, and there is a need to establish that atmosphere. So when this question came towards me, I was very happy to accept it. Because I saw a real toilet, a real positive effect with this work.
Was it always going to be, was the position always going to be filled by an Orthodox rabbi? Germany, we know the history of the reform movement in Germany. I find it fascinating.
I have to be honest with you that this is not really a question. I think the one of the greatest things is, with all movements aside, that the Central Council of Jews in Germany is representing every single Jewish body in Germany. I don't know whether you could say it's a coincidence, but for now, it's an Orthodox rabbi. Obviously, as an Orthodox rabbi, I will do everything in my power to make sure that every single Jew has a place in the army. And since I mentioned to you that one of our prominent work will be also with non-Jewish soldiers or even soldiers with other faith groups, I will never ask any of the soldiers. For me, the most important thing is to establish the atmosphere, right, that every single person could serve there.
Have you encountered anti-Semitism? I mean, I know Budapest, I've been there a number of times. There is anti-Semitism there, I guess, like anywhere else in the world. Berlin, we certainly know that there are a number of incidents. But have you encountered it within the military at all?
It's very interesting. I personally have not, and I have to be very honest with you. I have personally also not encountered anti-Semitism on the streets in Germany, but it doesn't mean it's not there. I think one of the reasons I don't encounter is the fact that I actually walk in kippah and I actually live my faith, because most of the people who encounter anti-Semitism, and it's not, God forbid, it's not a judgment or anything, but I think it's a question of what is latent and what is not. Very often, latent anti-Semitism in an office setup, when people feel comfortable to tell what's on their mind, and they do not see a clear sign of their colleagues or whoever is there that they live their Jewish faith, they will be more eager and more easy to express their absolutely unacceptable thoughts. So I never really encountered but I believe that this is everything that Jews also encounter anywhere in the world, where it's not so natural for Jews to be, that somebody keeps takes a look, what is that on your head? But it doesn't always mean...
It doesn't mean it comes from a place of anti-Semitism.
Yes,
sure.
But there is anti-Semitism, and we see that manifesting in places where actually people do not encounter Jews. Or sometimes, obviously, we saw now also in the latest conflict between Israel.
It just exploded around the world.
That's right, but you also saw that that's what I actually meant, that it's a global problem.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. I know. I think I'm very much in agreement, and certainly it's something on a media level that I'm seeing all the time. Rabbi Salzballer, who is the German military's first chief rabbi, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Really fascinating conversation.